Mary Healy's husband.
Hello, Mary Healy's husband. How are you?
Will the real Judy Garland stand up?
I can't stand up right now because I'm so tired after working hard last night.
Well, I understand we have our producer's name is Fran Hare, and her husband is a captain of the police, and his name is Bob Hare.
Yes, sir.
And it was a triumph.
Then he didn't want to arrest me.
Well, yeah, you know what I did, Judy? I made a mistake in announcing the fact that Sinatra was going to be there, and I said he was making a personal appearance at Forest Lawn.
Oh, you want to know something? I said the same thing about myself. I was having an interview in California. Talk about coming to New York and appearing at Forest Hill. And I said, as they said, what are your plans? And I said, well, I'm going to Forest Lawn. And the people in the East might not understand that that is the biggest cemetery in the world, isn't it?
The Forest Lawn is.
Forest Lawn.
That's the one that has the ad out there. It has a clock with no hands on it.
I know, isn't it dreadful?
Let's not plug Forest Lawn.
No.
Judy? We kind of go back affectionately, I hope, a long way together.
I should say
I want you to tell Mark Heron that I dated you before he did.
I'll tell him right now. Mark Heron, he's dating me. He dated me before he did. And he just said, oh, really, ho, ho.
He's a jolly green giant. Anyway, we had Liza, a girl by the name of Liza Minnelli. We had the star of
course,
very close friend. We had Liza on this program several times. Once when she was doing summer stock with Barbara Streisand's husband, Mr. Gold, I think his name is.
Yes.
And then, lo and behold, we saw her startling performance.
Well, right. Mark just said what? And Mark just said it's quite possible that he knew your wife before you did, but he has enough class to not say anything about it.
Oh, he didn't do it. He wasn't.
He's talking about Mary.
Well, he wasn't in the contract of penitentiary box at the same time.
You weren't on the contract of penitentiary box.
Oh, dear. Liza Minnelli, the star of Floor of the Red Menace.
Yeah.
And I know you've been back to see her. Just the other night I called and I spoke to Mark and he told me that you were rushing out to see the second act of Floor of the Red Menace.
Yes.
And you say that, lo and behold, we're both from a theatrical family. Do you smile upon this new career of your daughter?
I can't do anything but help. She's so good.
Well, you must have good pride going.
I've got so much pride. I think she's really stunning talent, you know, and it isn't just the daughter of somebody else. She has her own powerful talent, I think.
Well, those are pretty slender shoulders to put a whole Broadway show and tape a whole Broadway show of Liza Minnelli, you know. I mean, that's kind of a tall store.
Yes, but she's a theater, and people have to face the fact that it's kind of tough sometimes. You get a little scared, but if you are born with talent, the way she was born with talent, you take the fears and the fun and and you just hope to
heaven that you please the audience. Judy, Mary and I watched every one of your television shows, and I think it was...
Well, bravo. Mr. Nielsen, or whoever it was, let me think that maybe only you too watched it.
No, Mr. Nielsen was wrong. I don't understand the big networks are always pitting one great attraction against another. I don't know what they're trying to prove.
I don't understand it either. I don't mind doing it. Television, but I must say, I didn't, I produced that show myself, and I couldn't possibly understand the sort of politics and everything.
No, yeah, it's full of intrigue.
Yeah.
But you're on radio with us now, Judy, and I'm deeply grateful to you, and I wanted to ask you who wrote I Was Born in the Trunk, because,
Roger Eaton.
Roger Eaton. I remember Roger's Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
Yes, yeah, sure.
And, every time you did that, of course, being an old ham vaudevillian like myself, I dropped a nostalgic tear or two.
Well, both vaudevillians. That's it was a good school of learning.
Yeah. Well, now, what are your plans?
Have you still got that boat?
I've got two boats now, Judy. I bought an island out here in Long Island Sound.
How nice.
And I got a 17-ton tugboat with it.
Good
God. They now refer to me as Tugboat Annie or Manny or whatever you want to call me. You know, my mother's married. Oh, I got her again. This is my girl. I told you. Judy, my mother married Hoppy. Do you remember Hoppy from the... sit out there and stare at each other in Las Vegas and, you know, giggle once in a while. And Hoppy keeps reminiscing about the early great halcyon days of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
Yeah.
And I called him the other day and I said, is it hot in Las Vegas? He said, is it hot? Our butcher just fainted in his ice box. Judy, ask your triumph, your big triumph.
And my daughter's.
And your daughter's
The whole family is here, too. My other two are here.
They are?
Yes.
Well, what are your immediate plans now? So I know.
Well, we're going to stay in New York for about a week. And then I have to get back and go to work in California. And then I have to go to Northern California. Then back to Southern California to the Greek Theater. And
are you going to do a concert or a play?
I'm doing both a concert, and I'm going to do a play after that.
What play then?
Concert is the name.
Good, oh. At least we have that to look forward to. You think you're coming to Broadway, you mean?
Well, I'm going to. First of all, I may try it in a very small place. Just not, you know, to find out if I can act on the stage. I've never been in a play.
Judy, you can act any place.
Oh, I don't know. I can sing on a stage, but I've never acted, so I have to learn.
Well, try it out in Phoenix. Mary and I are thinking of doing a play called The Trouble with Women, and we'll all meet in Phoenix and overtake Phoenix. We'll take over the town.
Wonderful idea.
And hopefully we'll call you again and see if maybe you'd like to come up here and see our menagerie, the way we operate it. I've got a minor bird and a poodle and two children and Mary Healy.
You've got a minor bird, a poodle,
two children, and Mary Healy.
Well, that sounds very attractive.
Well, may I call Mark back and see if it's your convenience to go?
Of course.
We just live 25 minutes from Broadway.
Well, that'd be lovely. I wish you would call us.
All right, I'll call and see if up to you, and we'll leave entirely up to you. I'd love for you to see our house.
I'd love to see it, too.
Well, I'll call you back then.
All right, dear.
Thank you, Judy.
Goodbye.